Waking up, I see that everything is okay. The first time in my life and now it's so great. Slowing down, I look around and I'm so amazed. I think about...
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Connor.
And today we have not a very happy topic.
No, but it's a big issue. Actually, it's always a big issue.
It doesn't seem to go away, does
right.
it?
Right, yeah. That is racial discrimination.
Okay, so we have an upper intermediate dialogue today. It's a conversation between Lena and Jake.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Lena had a really unfortunate experience at the airport.
Right, exactly. So basically what we are listening to today is Lena describe this so-called unfortunate incident to her friend Jake.
All right, well, let's take a listen.
All right.
Jake, do you know how I can file a complaint for racial discrimination?
I'm not really sure. Can I ask what the incident was?
I just came back from a trip to the States. I was treated so unfairly by not just one, but several airline staff. It was pretty clear that it did on racial grounds.
I'm sorry to hear that. It reminds me of last year's American Airlines debacle, where they dragged a passenger off the plane. Remember that?
Thank goodness the treatment I got wasn't quite so extreme and brutal. But I still feel like I was discriminated against because of race and nationality.
Can I ask in what ways?
Well, it all started when I was checking in at the airport. The staff told us that we couldn't sit together as a family because the flight was full. It turned out the flight was nowhere near full. There were tons of empty seats all over the place.
Oh, wow. That's nuts.
Right? And they insisted that I had to check and pay for my carry-on luggage, even though I was 110% positive that it wasn't over the size and weight limit.
They didn't measure and weigh it?
They refused to. People carrying much bigger bags were allowed on, but not me. And that was just the beginning. It got worse on the plane.
That sounds infuriating. To be honest, hearing things like that about my own country really rile me up. America still hasn't properly dealt with race. Minorities still face all forms of racism in everyday life, both overt and covert.
Exactly. Although no one blatantly called me nasty names, I still feel quite a bit of racial prejudice in some of the places I went.
Yeah, it's been really crystallized by the Trump presidency. I'm stunned that so many white people continue to scapegoat minorities for their own problems.
Well, I don't want to make it sound like I had such a horrible time there. Most Americans I've met have been really friendly, such as yourself.
I'm glad to hear that. I know race is a sensitive issue, but it's high time we addressed it. All right, so we just heard this dialogue, this kind of heated dialogue, and Lena's asking Jake how to file a complaint.
Okay, so yeah. File a complaint.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's quite formal. It's kind of a formal, official way to record or submit something.
Right, because you couldn't just say, like, complain. I want to complain about this.
Right, that just means, like, talking.
Talking. Yeah. Wives complain about their husbands gambling. Mm.
yeah.
But filing a complaint actually means going to the police station
or the court.
The court, yeah. Exactly. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you also, there's lots of official stuff we all have to file, mm-hmm. taxes, yeah. reports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it comes from like a document, right? Like you can file something. Oh, I lost my document. I filed it away somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And once you submit this complaint or this, mm-hmm. Official document, they are going to file it somewhere.
Exactly, yeah. So she is filing a complaint for racial discrimination.
Okay, this is the title of the lesson. It is not a happy topic, as we mentioned before. This is discriminating on the basis of race.
Right, so you can see that word racial there, race. There's different ways of discriminating. None of them are good. There's like sex discrimination.
Right.
Yeah, or even age discrimination.
Age discrimination, right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Sonny, when I was your age, people listened to their elders.
Yeah, and we'll talk about discrimination a little more as the lesson goes on.
So as Jake is listening to Lena's story, she is saying that, you know, all these bad things happened to her. Mm-hmm. But she's not really saying like, oh, well, you know, it just happened
right.
because it happened. She's saying the way she was treated mm-hmm. was on racial grounds.
Right. So, Rachel, we've got this one, but grounds. This is not talking about land.
Right.
No. It just means a reason or a cause.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And you are always going to see this in legal
sure.
situations.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. If somebody gets fired from work, you ask, oh, why? Why was I fired? What was the grounds for dismissal?
Dismissal, right? Or I mean, on what grounds?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's just a very common question.
Yeah, it means why. It's very official, like police when they arrest someone. Mm. Oh, you're arresting me? Oh, what? On what grounds?
On what grounds? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or if the police try to enter your home, they need to have a reason to enter your home. There needs to be that legal justification.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can just see, you know, like a farmer standing at his door with a gun, you know?
Yeah.
On what grounds? On what grounds are you coming into my home?
Oh, well, you have a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, of course, just that phrase that we see in the dialogue on something, something grounds, you know, usually it's you know, on medical grounds, on psychological grounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if a CEO had some medical problem, he has to be fired on medical grounds.
Yeah, or you know, I'm not going to mention any specific world leaders, but let's say there's, you know, a president who's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
People think he might be sort of losing his mind.
Yeah.
You might say on, you know, psychological grounds
or
medical grounds.
For sure. Yeah. So Jake is, he's sorry to hear that. And it reminds him of last year's debacle with American Airlines.
Oh, they dragged that poor guy off the plane.
Yeah.
That was really funny because everybody thought he was a Chinese guy.
That's right.
And then the Chinese people like sunk the stock of American Airlines, and then they found out he was Vietnamese.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah. I remember that.
Right. So the pronunciation here is debacle.
Yes, debacle. Yes. Not debacle.
Not debacle.
Debacle, yeah. Debacle. And it just means like just a really terrible, crazy situation.
Yeah, like could be a giant failure of some system or planning. And it often catches the public's attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually the way you put it there, Connor, makes me think of like every time a big company screws up.
Yeah.
Like I remember once Apple put an album by U2,
right.
the recording artists U2,
I remember that.
Onto everyone's phone.
Right.
And people thought like, what are you doing? This is my phone. I don't want this album.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
And it became a huge deal.
Yeah. So often it's like, it could be a small thing, but causes a huge tidal wave of issues and problems.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now it sounds like Lena's treatment wasn't quite as bad as that doctor's was.
Right. Yeah. Thank goodness for that.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. So this is a more polite way to say thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah. And we don't use an S at the end of thank.
Yeah, this was not a huge problem I found in China. I always find that like Russian people or a lot of Eastern European people will always say, thanks God. Thanks God, you know, I was not discriminated against.
Right, but it's like saying
I thank God or I thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful that the treatment I got wasn't quite so extreme and brutal.
Yeah, this is a great word. Well, it's not necessarily a great word, but it's useful.
It is very, very useful. Okay, so of course there is a T there, and that T is surrounded by a couple of vowels. So if you want to sound like an American, you're probably not going to say brutal.
Right, yeah. If you want to sound like an American, you're going to say brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah. If you want to sound like you're from London, you could say brutal.
Oh, brutal. Exactly. Now, it's really funny because this word does mean, you know, nasty, evil.
Yeah, violent.
Violent and mean. Like, I think brutal dictator.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Brutal dictator. Huge war. Brutal wars.
It was a brutal, brutal war.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There is also a noun form, brutality.
Oh, yeah, brutality.
Right? Brutality.
Yeah.
Now, it's weird. weird because in that noun form, we actually do say the T as a T, right?
Yeah,
brutality.
Yeah, because it begins the stressed syllable.
Right.
Like police brutality.
Police brutality. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a huge issue. Mm-hmm. And that's often based on racial discrimination.
Yeah. Now, I did say this is a useful word, and that's because it's also used in common slang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for example, if you did a really hard exam, you say, oh, man, that exam was brutal.
Oh, the test was brutal, man.
Yeah.
Oh, brutal. Or just if you hear bad news, like I could tell Connor, oh, you know, my girlfriend dumped me.
Oh, that's brutal, man.
Brutal, man. Brutal.
So it wasn't so brutal, but it was still discrimination. And we see this word discriminated against again.
Okay, so now it's a verb.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Yeah.
Before we're talking about just the general idea, discrimination, but now it's actually the action, the verb, discriminated.
Right. So when you discriminate, the object is not like I discriminate you.
You.
It's
right.
I discriminate against you.
You do?
Well, I mean, hopefully I don't actually.
Hopefully not.
Okay.
Yeah,
he. He discriminated against me.
Right. Right. Exactly. And we could also say discriminating, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's not so serious, right?
Mm-hmm,
if you can say, Connor is a man of discriminating taste.
Oh, yeah. So that just means like, I have distinguished fine tastes
yes,
or something.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So then Lena explains her awful experience where she was discriminated against, and especially this part where she was 100% positive that her bag wasn't over the limit.
Yeah, even though they said, you know, hey, you can't carry that bag onto the plane.
Right, yeah.
So when she's saying positive here, like it sounds like this story is actually pretty negative.
Right, it is, yeah. And often we use this word positive to mean like happy and good.
Mm-mm.
Right, but here it just means certain.
Or sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, are you positive?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am positive.
Ooh, okay.
So one thing I am positive about is that this story is infuriating.
It is infuriating. Yeah, so it makes you really mad.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mad or angry. Like, for example, when somebody budges in front of me in line.
Mm.
Yeah, that infuriates me.
Infuriates you?
Yeah.
It is infuriating, right? It makes you feel infuriated. And you can even see the word fury.
Yeah, fury.
In this word, which is this intense anger.
Yeah. Yeah. Furious, even.
Fury.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a new book out about President Trump called Fire and Fury.
That's right.
I believe the title.
Yeah. Fire and Anger. Yeah. Huge anger. And another word here that is very similar is rile me up.
Yeah. You rile someone up just, again, means you make someone really angry.
Yeah, it's like you're pumped up full of anger and you're ready to burst.
Yeah, so Connor's example before about people butting in line, like that definitely riles me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit more relaxed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially if I have time.
Yeah.
I don't really care. But one thing that has always riled me up is when people tell me to do something that I'm already doing to do.
Right.
I need to learn how to relax a bit just say, oh, actually, I've already done that, or I'm already doing that.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
But I allow it to rile me up.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that riles Jake up is that minorities still face all forms of racism.
Yes, yes. So minorities here, of course, are the people like to look at this word from a numerical point of view.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Just like the people, the groups that are smaller.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like below 50%, basically.
Right.
Yeah, so examples of that could be like black people, Asian people in certain parts of the world. And interesting here, would we say the opposite, majorities?
Majority. Well, it's a word.
Mm-hmm,
majorities
is a word.
Mm-hmm. Is a word, but when we're talking about demographics here, it's usually the majority.
The majority and then minorities.
Minorities. But again, minority also carries this meaning of, you know, being excluded from a certain type of participation.
Right, or privilege.
Privilege. Exactly, mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about numbers. And that is one thing that often riles me up is when people, you know, only talk about minorities in terms of numbers. It's much deeper than that.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So a lot of the racism that these minorities face is both overt and covert.
Covert. Okay. So overt just kind of means in the open.
Yeah, in the open, obvious. Yeah, and they're not trying to hide it. And we often use this word, the adverb, overtly.
I would say you probably would hear the adverb more
yeah.
than overt.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. And of course, we see this similar word covert.
Covert. Yeah. So this sounds, you can see the word cover mm-hmm. in this. So this means kind of more like hidden.
Mm-hmm. Hidden or secret. It's often used in like the military for covert operations.
Covert operations, covert missions.
Yeah.
Spies.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Basically, where spies are involved, you mm-hmm. are always going to see the word covert.
Yeah, covertly.
Covertly, yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah. Well, in this case, it wasn't so covert. It was blatant. It was done blatantly.
Okay, yeah. Actually, that word really fits in well here, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because blatant here, it's so obvious, so
yeah.
clear
yeah.
that someone's intention mm-hmm. was to do something.
Yeah, like I think of celebrities when they, post something on, social media. It just... I know they're blatantly just trying to get attention or something.
Yeah, or you also hear, like, blatantly lying.
Oh, yeah.
He's blatantly lying. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you can say things that are untrue,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't make you a liar. Mm-hmm. Just maybe you didn't know.
For sure,
but when you're blatantly lying about something, that's, you know that it's a lie and you're telling it.
For sure, yeah. So one thing that's not always blatant is prejudice.
Yeah, exactly. Because... as we see in the dialogue, we have this term racial discrimination,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but then we also see racial prejudice.
Yeah, and they're very related, except they're kind of two parts of the same thing.
Yeah, so I would say that prejudice is more about your thoughts
right.
or your opinions,
mm-hmm.
But discrimination is more of an action.
Right? Your discrimination is based on your prejudice.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So years ago in America, there was, it's still there, but years ago, it was a bit more overt.
Uh-huh.
Black people could not use the same bathrooms as white people.
Yeah,
black
for
people
sure.
had to sit in a different part of the bus mm-hmm. than white people.
Right. So that was discrimination based on their prejudice.
Based on the prejudice.
Right. An unfair opinion of something.
Exactly. That white people are, the superior race and black people are inferior.
Yeah. So... yeah, Jake continues on here. He thinks that the Trump presidency has caused a lot of crystallizing.
Okay, so crystals are very hard.
Mm-hmm.
They are very solid.
Yeah, they don't change.
They do not change. Usually when we say crystallize, we mean that something, these ideas that are floating around, like white people, white power, white power, white power, they're just ideas. But then when you actually have some kind of impetus or motivation to put those ideas into practice,
right.
that's when we can say, this is crystallized or it's crystallizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So one way it does crystallize is that so many people continue to scapegoat minorities.
We see this predominantly where jobs are concerned.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It just means you blame somebody for a different person's problem or failure.
Right. So a lot of people in America don't have a job. They're unemployed. And they say, that's because the Mexicans are coming in. They're taking jobs.
Yeah. You also use this expression, take the fall for.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sometimes maybe somebody at a company made a mistake, but they don't want to fire that person. They'll fire somebody else that can take the fall.
Yeah, exactly. Although usually when I think taking the fall, I think that is more like intentional.
Yeah,
like
sacrifice.
I'm going to take sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas here, you are kind of sacrificing someone else.
Right, so it's the perspective is different.
Right.
Scapegoating is like kind of negative in that way, but take the fall for it could be positive.
Right. Another example I could think of scapegoating years and years ago. Hey, newsflash, people like to take drugs.
Yeah.
But, when there are all kinds of minorities, like new minority groups coming into North America, you could just scapegoat one of those groups. Let's say, for example, Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing drugs and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So that's...
well, we'll just blame them. Even though it's not true.
Even though it's not true. Everybody likes drugs. But yeah, let's just blame them.
Yeah.
Well, in any case, it doesn't sound like Lena had that terrible of a time.
Right. Jake's glad to hear that it wasn't such a terrible, terrible experience, but he does know that race still is a sensitive issue, and it's high time we addressed it.
High time we addressed it. How did we get into this? I guess it's a big we, right?
Yeah,
we're all part of one.
The com-
all, One world, man.
Yeah.
One world, one love. Okay, high time just basically means it's time. We need to do this now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. We often say about time. It's about time.
It's about time, mm-hmm. right? So yeah. High time here is just, it's basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I kind of think about this being in like a cowboy movie or something. Yeah. That's high time.
Yeah, it's high time. It could be the appropriate time, or right. It could even be late, like it's past the time.
Yeah, we should have done this a long time ago,
for sure.
And it's imminent now. We do it. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing about this phrase, though, you might be a little bit curious. Why are we using the past tense addressed to talk about something in the present?
Right, yeah. So this is something that's kind of a funny exception in the grammar. You don't need to worry about the grammar too much here. It's just we always say it like that.
A past tense, right? It's high time we did something.
Yes.
It's high time we changed something.
For sure.
It's high time we listened to that dialogue one more time.
Okay.
Jake, do you know how I can file a complaint for racial discrimination?
I'm not really sure. Can I ask what the incident was?
I just came back from a trip to the States. I was treated so unfairly by not just one, but several airline staff. It was pretty clear that it did on racial grounds.
I'm sorry to hear that. It reminds me of last year's American Airlines debacle, where they dragged a passenger off the plane. Remember that?
Thank goodness the treatment I got wasn't quite so extreme and brutal. But I still feel like I was discriminated against because of race and nationality.
Can I ask in what ways?
Well, it all started when I was checking in at the airport. The staff told us that we couldn't sit together as a family because the flight was full. It turned out the flight was nowhere near full. There were tons of empty seats all over the place.
Oh, wow. That's nuts.
Right? And they insisted that I had to check and pay for my carry-on luggage, even though I was 110% positive that it wasn't over the size and weight limit.
They didn't measure and weigh it?
They refused to. People carrying much bigger bags were allowed on, but not me. And that was just the beginning. It got worse on the plane.
That sounds infuriating. To be honest, hearing things like that about my own country really rile me up. America still hasn't properly dealt with race. Minorities still face all forms of racism in everyday life, both overt and covert.
Exactly. Although no one blatantly called me nasty names, I still feel quite a bit of racial prejudice in some of the places I went.
Yeah, it's been really crystallized by the Trump presidency. I'm stunned that so many white people continue to scapegoat minorities for their own problems.
Well, I don't want to make it sound like I had such a horrible time there. Most Americans I've met have been really friendly, such as yourself.
I'm glad to hear that. I know race is a sensitive issue, but it's high time we addressed it. All right, so we just heard that dialogue one more time. You know, a lot of people complain about this. They file complaints about racial discrimination, especially I see this on social media all the time.
Yeah, well, it's because we haven't solved this problem.
Mm-hmm, right? Yeah, it's really, it can be blatant or it can be covert, but it really makes me infuriated.
Yeah, it riles you up. Yeah, you guys should see Connor when he's all riled up.
Oh, yes, yeah, for sure.
Well, what about you guys? Have you ever faced racial discrimination in your lives? Maybe for a job, maybe for school, maybe just when you were traveling.
So we look forward to seeing those comments.
And we will see you next time, guys.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.